o'clock. And as you can expect, over the last couple of days, there's been a lot of frozen pipes and problems in people's homes. For example, Threshold, giving advice for tenants on coping with the cold snap. They've said over the past few days, their advice centres in Dublin, Cork and Galway have been inundated with calls from tenants who are facing problems brought about by the current cold snap. So let's go to the phone and let's talk to Bob Jordan, who's Director of Threshold. Morning, Bob.
Good morning, Sean.
A difficult time for householders anywhere, I would have thought.
Yes, it's an extraordinary time for everybody. I mean, all of our properties are being put to the test, and I suppose we help people, particularly people living in the private rented sector, and a lot of the people who contact us would be vulnerable tenants, maybe on low incomes. And I suppose what we're seeing, as you say, no surprise that people are having problems with things like water pipes, central heating not working. I've got to say, like, in Dublin, in houses of flats, sometimes a landlord controls the central heating rather than the tenants.
Right.
And that's fine most of the time if the heat comes on for an hour in the morning and an hour in the evening. But during the current cold snap, obviously people want to have more control over their heating, and they need to have it running throughout the day.
Yeah.
And then I suppose what we're seeing is just properties that are generally kind of defective with, you know, maybe single glazing or loose fitting windows, or already maybe a problem with damp, are really causing trouble for people now. And I suppose they're contacting us really for us to get in contact with their landlords and try to get some repairs done.
Yeah, and you're advising people to keep detailed records, take photographs, things like that?
Yeah, I mean, we're advising people to keep photographs, to keep a record of all of their contact with the landlord in case they need to follow it up down the line. I mean, in the normal run of things, if you weren't getting a response initially, you'd write to the landlord and request a repair. Now, obviously, the postal service is pretty hit at the moment as well. So what we're just saying to people is keep a record in case you need to follow up down the line. But obviously what we're saying as well to landlords is to get in touch with your tenant, particularly if you have an older tenant or somebody living on their own, to see if they're okay and to see that the property's okay. And I suppose in all of this, it's about people working together, landlords and tenants to work together. It may not be the easiest thing in the world for the landlord to get to the property at the moment. So to come to some arrangement, maybe where the tenant gets the repair done and recoups the money from the landlord. And indeed, if your landlord's not responding, you can do that anyway under law. You can
go ahead and fix it.
You can get an emergency repair done and recoup it from the landlord later. Yeah, exactly.
And for somebody listening in this morning who might be encountering difficulties and they want to get in touch with you, what's the best way to do that?
Well, they can get in touch with us. All our details are on our website, www.threshold.ie, and our Dublin number is 01635 3600. That's 01635 3600. And indeed, if you go to our website, there's lots of tips and information there for people. I suppose that if you're in doubt at all and you don't know where you stand, just give us a call, and we can advise you on what's the next thing you need to do.
And in a broader context, in the current economic climate that we're in, and you know, a lot of people who went down the road of buy to let and so on, are there difficulties now that you wouldn't normally have had, where landlords are a bit cash strapped, they're struggling to meet their mortgage payments, and a tenant popping up with a problem that needs money to fix it is something that maybe they have difficulty doing? Is that an issue out there?
It is an issue. I think it is an issue. I mean, both landlords and tenants have been, you know, are affected by the recession. We are seeing, you know, landlords are probably less likely to spend money on repairs than they would have previously. It probably takes a little bit more effort from ourselves to convince them to make kind of necessary repairs in a lot of cases. And that is because landlords have been affected by the recession. I suppose the other thing is that, you know, the biggest single issue that we deal with every year is the non-return of deposits at the end of a tenancy by landlords. And again, that issue is a big issue out there. And I suppose that's where landlords maybe absorb that money into their own income and then don't have it at the end of the tenancy to give back to the tenant. We understand that both landlords and tenants have been affected by the recession. And I suppose what we're saying, just during the current kind of really severe cold snap, it's important that they work together to come up with a solution that at least gets us through this period, because you know the cold weather out there is quite dangerous, and people can't be left without heating or without water during this period.
Okay, well, listen, good to talk to you this morning, Bob, and thanks for coming on to give us the update on that.
Thank you, Sean.
Thanks a lot. And that website again is threshold.ie, www.threshold.ie, or you can give them a call, 01635 3600. That's 01635 3600. And moving on, I suppose it's all about the bad weather this morning, or something related to it.